Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your host, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
All right, now we are going on to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person.
This week, we've decided to check in with Hillary Clinton's chart, since she has popped up in the news cycle with politically oriented statements that sound a lot like someone who intends to be running for prez in 2016, just like everyone assumes she will.
Right. So, okay. Here we have the chart of Mrs. Clinton. And the question is, first, could this be the chart of a president? And secondly, what does the predictive analysis indicate for her for 2016?
Actually, we analyzed her chart when she was up against Obama in 2008. And you said back then she actually had a more presidential chart than Obama, but her transits were not good for her at that time, and Obama's transits were blazing along really positively. And you rightly called the primary race in his favor over her, and you went on to call it in favor of Obama over John McCain, both times months in advance.
Yeah, I was right back then. I still maintain my assessment that she has the right stuff astrologically to be president. Just look at that 10th house. I mean, a Raj Yoga involving the two natural malefics, Mars and Saturn. I mean, you need that in order to rule, right? And along with that, she has a really powerful first house. I mean, Hillary Clinton has some real spine in her chart. Anyway, this time around, she's actually going to be in a much stronger position for the 2016 race, as indicated both by her planetary period and also the transits for November of that year. Her chances, I think, are really good.
Right now, she's in the last phase of her Venus major period. Venus is the ruler of her ascendant, and it's placed in her ascendant, a powerful combination for self-actualization of one's own karma.
Yeah, Clinton's Venus actually is participating in a special yoga, this Sun-Mercury-Venus conjunction, which astrologers recognize as a first-rate planetary combination for great success. And note that Venus, Mercury, and the ascendant degree are all placed in Vishakha, the lunar sign, the nakshatra, that is associated with goals, victory, and achievement.
Vishakha's symbol is the triumphal archway.
Yeah, and Mrs. Clinton is now in her Mercury sub-period of her Venus major period, with Mercury being the ruler of her ninth house of good fortune. So she's looking pretty good right now. But later that's going to give way to a Ketu sub-period at the end of this year. And Hillary will be in the Ketu sub-period all of 2014. And the first couple months of 2015. Now, Ketu brings in the past karma, which often brings changes that are beyond one's control. But the past karma, I mean, well, you know, there's lots of stuff there for the Republicans to dig around at.
Yes, and her natal Ketu is in Scorpio, a sign that loves power and is willing to go any lengths to acquire it. And look at how Ketu is also in Vishakha. So her past life karma, again, is all about victory. Vishakha is also willing to go any lengths to get what it wants.
Right. So she has not just the present life planets in Vishakha, but the indicator of the past life. Yeah, so she really comes from a history of accomplishment and goals and victory. All right, anyway, in 2015, Clinton will begin her Sun major period. Now, this is significant. The sun is the planet of power. The sun is the planet, the indicator of kings, leaders, rulers, authority.
And her sun is once again in her first house of self. It's the ruler of her 11th house of ambitions and accomplishments. So that sounds pretty conclusive. She is born to rule, and now comes the time of her life when that karma gets activated.
Yeah. All right. So, David, what about the transits in 2016?
Oh, yes, 2016. In January of 2016, Rahu, the shadow planet of ambition, enters Leo in her 11th house of gains in close conjunction with a retrograde Jupiter,
yeah,
the planet of opportunity and increase.
Right. And that part of her chart, her 11th house, which is Leo, the sign of the sun, will already be activated by the new sun major period.
At the same time, K2, the significator of the past, backs into her 5th house, the house of good past life credit, which is where her Aquarius moon resides. And let's remember that the moon is the significator of the public, and Aquarius is the sign of social consciousness. Also at the same time, a transiting Mars, the planet of energy, is right over her natal sun, powering up her major period ruler, the planet of power and authority.
Right, and all of that's going on while she's actually in the Mars sub-period of her sun major period.
Meanwhile, her Raj Yogacarka planet, Saturn, is transiting her second house of speech. Saturn transiting the second house makes you speak convincingly.
Right, and all that is going on in January and February, right when the primaries are going hot and heavy, and it's game on for the presidential horse race. So it sounds like she has a powerful setup that puts her into high gear just as we go into 2016.
And I would agree, but get this. The spring of 2016 looks pretty darn edgy, and things could get very messy. On April 18th, Mars goes retrograde in her second house of speech and immediate support, alongside a retrograde Saturn. These planets are enemy planets, and they're powerful as retrograde planets. This indicates a lot of misspeaking. And by the 29th of April, you can add a retrograde Mercury to her 7th house of partners. Maybe Bill becomes a problem or her running mate.
Yeah, well, that seems like a rough patch in the spring of 2016 and on into summer. Retrograde planets have a reputation for screwing things up. But let's remember, the retrogrades affect everyone. So that means that her opponent, whoever that may be, we'll also have to deal with this rather bothersome energy pattern.
Well, true to that, Ron.
Okay.
Let's go on to election night, November 8th, 2016. She has Jupiter in her 12th house exactly on top of her natal Neptune. Jupiter is benefits. The 12th house is people who you do not know. And when you add Neptune here, you have to ask the question, does the dream of a woman as president finally become realized? Also, Mars will be exalted in her 4th house, from where it will send an inimical square aspect to her 7th house, the house of the opponent, which is to say, bad for her opponent.
Yeah, and along with all that, the Sun and Mercury will be in her 1st house. In other words, the Sun, the major period ruler, will be boosting her natal Sun. So, and Mercury will be right on top of her ascendant degree, actually, on the day of the election. So Mercury, again, represents her 9th house of good fortune. Sounds like the planetary setup is going to be highly in her favor.
Another interesting sidebar to this is the fact that the USA begins its 3rd Rahu major period on November 2015. So by the time of the 2016 election, America is in a whole new planetary period, which will be a time of big changes based on the past course of history.
Yeah.
The USA was born while in a Rahu major period, and the country's 2nd Rahu major period ran from 1895 to 1913.
Right.
Rahu is the significator of transformation and is placed in the 8th house, USA's 8th house, which is the house of regeneration and rejuvenation.
Yeah, so it sounds like, in any case, we will be in store for revolution in more ways than one. I guess we'll have to do a whole segment on what a Rahu major period means for America down the road.
Yes, and doubtless we will be examining Mrs. Clinton's chart again and again as the election cycle proceeds. This is just a warm-up, folks, but just remember, you heard it here first. On astrologynewsreport.com, she will be president.
Okay, and with that, we will conclude this week's segment of People in the News.